Im einan makirin oisai, if we do not recognize the witness, mishalchin acher imoy la'ido, we would send someone else, an acher, that's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. What does acher mean? You send an acher to testify about him. It's a character witness. Rishayinoi mekabim edes achodesh mikol adam. Originally, they were mekabel edes achodesh from anyone. In other words, they didn't differentiate. And they assumed if someone's coming to testify, he's probably, you know, a upstanding person. Why would you
someone would want to say anything like get involved in this? But mishakilkalu abaisusim. So then eskinu shaloyu mekabim elamin hamakirim. Once the Baisusim started making problems, they started getting messed up. The Baisusim were people who, the Gemara will explain exactly what happened with them, but they had an agenda to disrupt the regular Kiddush HaChodesh. So because there was people who were trying to sabotage, we needed to have character witness. Now, my acher, what does that mean? Mishalchen acher imo la'idoy. What does that mean in acher? So first the Gemara thinks it means chad. It just means that they sent one person. But the Gemara now asks, is one person going to be enough? In fact, the Gemara, on the top of Chav Beis Amid Beis, the Chad Mi Mehemin, is one person going to be believed? Vatanya, we have a Braisa. Maisa Shabahu Ve'edav Imoi Lehe'edalav. Sounds like that there's multiple Edim. Usually we know there's a concept in general of Al Pishnaim Edim, Yakim Davar. Amar Papa, my acher, zug acher. So Papa says, you're right. When it said it's mishachin acher, it doesn't mean just one person. It means another group, another two. Achanami mistavra. And that probably makes sense. Diloite mahachi, if you wouldn't say that and you say there's only one person, im ena makirin oisai, my oisai, what does it mean, oisai? Oisai sounds like just one person. Ilema oisai chad. If it means only one, the Chadmi Mehemin, do you have only one aid when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh? Mishpat Ktziv Bey. The Pasuk tells us that it's a Mishpat. You need two aidim. Elamai Oisai. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says Inam Akirin Oisai? It means Oisai Hazug. It means we don't recognize this pair of aidim. So Hachanami Mai Acher, Zug Acher. So in the same way that when we're referring to the first set of aidim, we mentioned it in the singular. So to over here, acher means zug acher. Says the Gemara, v'chad loy me'amin. Is that in fact true that one is not believed, not on the Kiddush HaChodesh, but on the character witness? Kiddush HaChodesh, it's true you need two, but on the character witness, one is not enough. But Tanya, we have a braisa. Ma'isav Rebbe Nahiroi shahalach etzel ha'ed laheir alav b'shabbos. That it sounds like Rabbi Noiroi, that he went to the aid to be made about him on Shabbos. It sounds like it's only one person. Usha Amri Rabbi Noiroi, Sadachrina Haba Bahade. So in Usha, they answered, now Rabbi Noi, he there was another witness that was tagging along with him. It was Rabbi Noiroi and another. So therefore, we didn't even bother mentioning it's not Rabbi Noiroi and Plony Almoni. You don't put the two of them in the same breath. So therefore, we only mentioned Rav Naroi, but really there was Taka, someone else there, and you need two Edim to testify. Rashi Yomer Rav Naroi, Sahada Achrina Habe Be'usha. Rav Naroi, Rav Ashi has a different answer, that there was another aid who was waiting there in Usha. V'ozo Rav Naroi, Litztarufe Be'adei. Rav Naroi just went in order to combine together with that witness. Yachi Maila Memra, if that's the case, so then what's Bechla the Chiddush that Rav Noroi went if there's another aid there? Ma'odetema misveka loy mechalinon Shabbat. I might think that misafek, you shouldn't be mechal Shabbos, that maybe there's another, that he's going to be able to testify, maybe there's another aid there. Kamash malon, that we do. And then you can go as character witness and be mechal Shabbos as character witness in the hope that the aid is going to say a good testimony. Ki asa ula amar. When Ula came, he said, Kachua liyarcha bima'arava. They were mekadesh the new month already in Eretz Yisrael. Amar of Kahana, loy mi boy Ula de gaver rabahu de mehemen, elafilu inish de alma nami mehemen. Now Ula came and told us what happened. So it says the Gemara that Ula can be, one aid is going to be believed. Not only Ula, who's a gaver rabah, is going to be believed, But even in Inish da Alma, even a regular person would also be believed. Now, this Eidus here is just to notify us about something that happened somewhere else. So my time, why is he believed? Anything that people are going to be able to find out about, so we can assume people are not going to lie. You might want to try to sabotage the Kiddush HaChodesh by claiming that you saw something you didn't see. But to come in and to say that something happened and we're going to know for sure that you're lying because it's a Milsa Davidi Legluye, it's going to be easy for us to find out, that people will not have the gall to do. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ba'echad, Misaifa Oilam, Ba'amar Kichu Bezdin, Esa Chodesh Neman. And we have another Bryce to support this. The Bryce says if someone comes from the end of the world, whoever he is, and tells us that Bezdin was Mekadesh the Chodesh, we believe him. Says the Gemara Vayter, Bishonim Mekam Eidus HaChodesh Mikol Adam, Tana Rabbanan Ma Kilkilu HaBaisusim. What is this talking about, the Baisusim? We're messing things up. This is what we saw in the Mishnah. That from the time of the Baisusim, we had to change our approach. One time the Baisusim wanted to trick the Chachamim, to trip up the Chachamim. Sachru Shnei B'nei Adam. They hired two people, B'dalad Meir Zuz, for 400 Zuz, Echad Mishalon of Echad Mishalahem. One of them was from their camp, one of them is from our camp. But I guess they assumed they could hire him. We'll see that it's not so simple, but they paid him off. They paid him off to be made. Echad Mishalom, Echad Mishalahem. The Heid Edusai V'yatza. Sorry. Shalahem. Heid Edusai V'yatza. There's told his Edus, and he just booked. He just left. And he left the other aid who is from our camp. You know, even in our camp, you might have a few rotten eggs. So they tried hiring this person to pay the money. So Amru Loi, as the Chachamim were interrogating, they said, Emor Ketzer Reisa Salavana. They said, how did you see the new moon? Amar Lahami told them, Oyle Hayisi V'mayula Adumim. I was in Ma'le Adumim. V'reisiv Shu Ravoitz Bein Beiz Slayim. I saw it was crouching between two rocks. V'roishay Doime Le'egel. And the head of the moon was like a egel, was like a lamb. Aznav Doimin L'Gdi. Its ears were like a gdi, like a goat. Karnav Doimis L'Tzvi. Its horns were like a, this is weird, it was like a deer. V'znavai Munachas Lo Bein Yar Koisav. And its tail was between its legs. V'hitzatzti Boy, and I looked at it, v'nir tati, and I got scared, v'nafalti la'achore, I fell backwards. Okay, listen, he's clearly saying something really, I'm going to use the word funky, but he was, remember, this is an aide who was hired to lie. So I think what he's doing is he's purposely saying something so ridiculous so they should realize that this whole thing is a scam. If you don't believe me about this wild moon that I saw, here's 200 zuz that I have in my pouch. In other words, I was hired to say this. He basically blew the cover. So Amruloi, mihis kikucha lakach. So they Chazal said to him, who was the one who put you up for this? Shamati shebikshu baisusim lahatus es chachamim. I heard, I had my ear on the ground. So I heard that the baisusim were trying to hire someone to mess you up. Amartis, I said, Eilech ani v'oidia lehem. Let me do it. So that way I can inform you of this terrible plot. Shema yavoyu b'nei adam she'eno mehuganim. Maybe someone else is going to take the bait. Someone who's not as hagun, not as proper as me. V'yatu es chachamim, ataka tricked the chachamim. So he came in. He said the wildest testimony. And therefore the Chacham said, what, this, something's going on over here. He said, you're right, something's going on. And I just want you to know, you got to be careful because there's fake Edom out there. Amrulai. So the Chacham said back to him, Masayim Zuz, Nesunim Lecha. The 200 Zuz you could keep. B'matona. V'ha-sochrecha. And whoever was the one who hired you, Yimtach ala Amid, we're going to stretch him over the Amid, which means he's going to get Malchus. Okay, I don't know if they caught whoever this person was I mean, it sounds like they were gonna, and they're gonna give him Malkus, but whoever had this dubious plan to trick the Chachamim, so this person was a hero, because he was like a double agent, I guess. He took the money from the Vaisusim, and then he came to Bezdin and blew the cover. So what happens? They said, you can keep the money, and whoever hired you is going to be stretched over the Amud, which means he's going to be given Malkus.
Rabbi, two quick questions. Yeah. So you said before that you could even want his Neman. That's after Bezdin HaGadol says that there was Mekudesh, right? So this whole thing about bringing two is only up until we get to Bezdin HaGadol.
Correct. In other words, when someone comes and says Bezdin was Mekadesh the Chodesh, then a one is Neman. But going into Bezdin, in order to establish that as true, we're going to need two.
Got it. And the other question I had is on this Hachanami Mistabra. It seems, right over here, it seems like we have a Pasuk, right? Right, we have a Pasuk. Amara, the five lines down. Amara, Papa, my
Mishpat.
Right. So why don't we just use this as the main Raya? This is how we know. And why are we using like a Brisa? We have
the main right to what?
So why we could have another zug, right? That zug means two. How do we know that it means two? So the Gemara says
we know that zug means two when it comes to the testifying in Bezdin from Mishpat. But how do I know that character witness needs two that you can't learn from Mishpat? That we can't learn from Mishpat. So Mishpat just tells us that when whoever is testifying about the moon itself is going to need two because Mishpat. But our main debate is when someone is coming to tell us that they're good people, how many do we need for that? And that you can't use a pasuk. We're just using the language of just like it says over there. And it says oisai, and it means zug. So to acher means zug. Okay?
One shaylef shaykh, back sure. On the Gemara, Vinayroi said that Bisveka, he was allowed to go to Usha. That was to bring us. That was being made not on Kiddush HaChodesh, but on the validity of them as Edom, correct?
Correct. To go on the Kiddush HaChodesh, for sure, there's no Kiddush you're allowed to go on Shabbos. It's the Mishnah.
But my Shaila is, if a Zayvite, that if you have a Suffolk on the Kiddush HaChodesh, you're allowed to go, why just because it's a step removed, should a Suffolk be any different?
So it seems like Rashi seems to be saying that. Let me see if I can see if there's a Rashi about that. Because we're afraid maybe the aid won't actually end up testifying. Here I am. I'm relying on you that your aidus is going to be real aidus. Shema ein oisa aid bebeso is what Rashi says. Take a look at Rashi, Misveka.
Yeah.
Shema ein oisa aid bebeso. In other words, here I am. I'm going to go testify about a witness. I'm relying on the fact that there's another aid who's there in Usha, and when I get there. So what happens if he went away for Shabbos or something like that? I don't know. So that's the Chiddush, that's the way Rashi says. You see that?
I see it. It's almost like if the Gemara would have said that, the Gemara would have said, like, you know, how far are you going to go?
Well, the point is that you don't even know if you're going to, if you have the necessary ammunition in order to be able to push this through. Usually you know. In other words, if I go, that's why it's interesting. Let's say I'm going together with another aide to testify about Reuven. So I have me, the other aide, we got Reuven, we're all here. We got everything we need to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. That's fine. But over here, we're talking about it's just me and Reuven. And I'm assuming that the other aide, is we're going to find him in Yerushalayim. So we're going to travel. We're going to get there. We're going to be, where is he? Oh, he went away for Shabbos. Okay, then we're stuck. So I guess we're going on a shoestring. That's what the Gemara is assuming.
Say that.
Okay, my friends, let's start another Mishnah. Why not? Rishonayim Esin Masois. Originally, the way that they would inform everyone else that was outside of Yerushalayim about the new month is they would make torches. They would have these torches. Mishakilkulu by Susim. Mishakilkulu Akusim. I'm sorry, here we change it to the Kusim. So they is Skinu Shiyush Shluchim Yaitzim. The Kusim were messing around. So therefore, we had to send Shluchim out. It had to be more personal in order that you'd hear it directly from a Shliach Bezdin. Okay, but how did they used to do it back in the day? They would bring these long poles made out of cedar, arukin, that's the word long, and they would bring others for the kindle. The kindle is what would catch it on fire. It would be put at the end of it. The koirech b'mashicha would be tied up at the end. And then you go up on the top of a mountain. They would light it up. There was a formation of what they would do. And that formation would be an indication, like, why is there torches moving in that interesting formation? It must be that they're the Shliach Bezdin. And they would do that, until he sees his friend, sees he's doing it on the next mountain. And then it would pass on from mountain to mountain. Where were the locations? Where would they do it? Mehara Mishcha le Sartavia, Mesartavia le Grufino, Megrufino le Chavron, Le Chavron le Beis Biltin, Beis Biltin le Zazu, Misham Beis Biltin was on the edge of the Goyla, they wouldn't leave there. And Amaylu Chomevi, Maylu Umayrid, Achayaroya, Kol HaGoyla, the fun of Kimaduras Eish, until he would see the entire Golas in front of him, the Kimaduras Eish would be lit up like a fire. Says the Gemara, my Mashma de Masiyan, Lishna di Yikudhu. How do you know that the word Masiyan is a language of it being like lit up? Where do we see that? Says the Gemara, Dichsiv, we'll see it in a Pasuk. Vayis'eim David v'anashab. Says in that Pasuk, which is talking about David and his people. U'metargaminon v'okdinon. So there you see, okdinon is Yikoid, is lit up. And it's, he says, Vayis'eim. Tanu Rabbanon. Ein Masiyan Masoyis ela ala chayde shenira bizmanoi lekadshoi. They would only do it to notify us that the new month is early or in the right time, not late. Because if it's late, again, it would be a process of elimination. When would they do it? The next night. In other words, Bezdin is, someone sees the moon the night of the 30th. In the morning of the 30th, he comes to Bezdin. The night of the 31st is when they're going to start like informing people. So when they are Masiyan Masoyis, actually Rosh Chodesh is already over. But the point is, everyone should know about Yom Tov and things like that. The Memra, the Achoser Avdinon, Amalei Loy Avdinon. We would do it. We would do the torch ceremony for Achoser, not for Amalei. Again, process of elimination. If they don't do it the first night, you'll know it's the second. My time, Rabbi Zera, Gzera Mishum Rosh Chodesh Achoser Shechal Yois Be'erev Shabbos. So the problem is that if we do it on the next night, the Gemara is going to explain that there's going to be a situation, it's Rosh Chodesh Chaser that falls on an Erev Shabbos, where they're going to put up the torches and we're going to not know which day is Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, we only use this special form of communication only on a Chaser. We're going to continue with this, Baruch Hashem. We did ourselves a very nice amid. We'll continue with this and more, hopefully, tomorrow.